Okay. Thanks very much. As we see, a great foundation upon which to grow the company. I'm not going to talk in great detail about projects, but suffice to say that these projects are consistently taking us forward to those growth goals, those growth targets that we have. Some big capacity coming online as we wrap up on a couple of large projects. Project Turbo has been with us for a while now. Very happy to report that the catalytic cracker works, the chemistry works, it produces products which are on spec. No concerns about the technology doesn't work. However, there are a couple of reliability problems. There's a refractory issue that is wearing away too quickly. So it's offline again at the moment. It'll be back on again, hopefully fairly soon, certainly into next month. We may have to do further modifications to improve its online availability. But the good news is, the kit works, and that is a relief, obviously, to all of us. Aria is doing very well. Aria has started up the cracker, million-ton cracker, an enormous plant, successfully. We even were given a prize by the host government for the best petrochemical project in that country. The plastics plant, the two polymers plant, on track, has promised to start up, give us beneficial operation in the first quarter of calendar 08. Similarly for Octane 3, startup expected first quarter 2008. So those are looking good, and they're going to add a tremendous amount of additional volume into our performance in the next couple of years. Further into the future, EGTL, the Nigerian gas liquid project, is under construction. Modules being built all over the world, getting ready to come to site now. So that's going ahead. We said the construction would be complete at the end of 2009. Beneficial operation is only going to be in 2010. And I guess if we are realistic about this, it's kind of hard to predict that far into the future, particularly in a country like Nigeria. But we're happy with the economics. Nothing that's happened so far is denting the economics on that project the way it's structured. Yes, relatively high risk, but also relatively high returns. We're delighted, moving on to this bullet, with the progress that we're making, Denny and his team and Sasol Technology, in growing the Synfuels capacity by 20% on gas from most of Mozambique, as Christine said, most of it from gas from Mozambique. Very excited about what Faye and the team are finding in the way of extra gas in Mozambique. So this is a success story. Seen how that business has grown and is continuing to grow rapidly for us. And then, of course, Project Maputa, the big one, or oil. It seems to be contradiction, Benny, as to what Maputa actually means, but I believe it means both big and it means oil. So it will produce 80,000 barrels a day. That's the target that we have. We're delighted to be working in partnership with government on this one. 50-50 joint venture is what we're targeting here. This can really make a difference to this country. We, in South Africa, also have an energy security issue that's developing. We need to make sure that we have enough production capacity to supply the needs of all our customers in the next couple of years. This is a project that can do this with massive economic benefits to our communities, to our people, to the balance of payments, to the number of jobs that are created. It's early days, yes. But this seems to me to be a great win-win between Sasol, government, and anybody else that's involved with it. More of that in the future. Some of you will be wondering by now, what on earth has happened to Oryx? Have we forgotten about it? It's not even on the slide. Well, I've got good news for you. We've got two slides on Oryx, especially for you, Carrot, and a couple of your friends. This is to do with the problem that we disclosed in May. We said that some of the hardware was producing too much fine material. Here it's often referred to as a catalyst breakup. The catalyst hasn't broken up, but there was a reaction that took place in which too much powder-like material was coming through the product, and the filters downstream of the reactor couldn't cope with all of that. Well, you can see the progress that we've made since January through to where we are today. This is how that fine material in the product coming out of the reactor has declined. We're just about at our design range. So this problem is largely behind us. We will put in some extra kit to make sure that we can run at the high loads we want to, and to make sure we have the reliability, but I'm happy to report this progress. Perhaps I can pause for a moment and talk a little bit about the psyche, the culture of SAPL, if you like. Now, I sometimes think our engineers create problems like this so that they have a real challenge to solve. We have over 100 PhDs, engineers, scientists, and they love problems like this. And when we focus on problems like this, we fix them. It happened throughout our history. Think about it. What do you get with SAPL? SAPL is the company that produces leading-edge technologies. We all enjoy the rewards that we get of being ahead of the game in terms of technology provision. But there's some risk associated with that. Sometimes that cutting edge becomes a bleeding edge, and sometimes it's in the public eye, as Oryx has been in the public eye. But the message here is we fix the problems. Just as we fix this one, we will fix the other remaining problems that we have with Oryx, and we have a couple of those. But I would categorize those more into the realm of normal startup teething type of problems. So what does this mean? It means the ramp-up is continuing. In October, next month, we'll be running both trains in parallel, which is something we've not done to date. Obviously, the production rate goes up as a result of that. We will spend some money. We're going to spend about $50 million on making sure that that fines problem doesn't crop up, that we can treat it downstream of the reactor. There are a couple of other things that we're going to be doing. We probably need to point out as well, just so that we don't get into trouble with all of you in February, that there's going to be a shutdown, not because of the plant, but because of the gas supplier has some work that needs to be done. So, what else can we say? It's contributing to operating profits already, small, but it's making a contribution to operating profit in this year, and that's quite significant for a project of this size. We're absolutely confident that Oryx is going to be the showcase of our technology internationally that we said it would be. That this is going to demonstrate to the world that the technology doesn't only work in South Africa based on coal as a feedstock, but it works on natural gas, and it does it at scale as a commercial success. So our partners are, of course, are fairly muted on the subject at the time because they're waiting for us to get up at the production rate. But I'm sure they're going to join with us in singing the praises of this technology. And that will reduce the perception of risk with the new technology opposite some of the competitive technologies such as LNG that are in the minds of people at the moment. So good story here. And more good news to come as we kick off a couple of the other problems. I'm sure we're going to get questions on other projects in question time, and we're happy to deal with them then. But I'm not going to dive into the detail now. Just look at CapEx spend in the next couple of years at an aggregated level. And it speaks again to the key themes that I mentioned we would be talking about this. If we look at that, it's $65 billion in the next 3 years. I think we need to point out, and when we talk about building, we're talking about the foundation. We have growth projects here in blue, but you can see a substantial amount, about 44% or so, of the CapEx spend is going to be there to enable and sustain. This is making sure we do things sustainably, that we look after our existing assets, that we meet the requirements in terms of sustainability, environmental impact, and so on. Nevertheless, a substantial proportion on both, as we see. I think the second important point to note here, as we look at the one on the left-hand side, is that it's not just into the exciting places around the world that our investment money is going. A very substantial proportion, in fact, 50% of our CapEx has been planned that is going to be going into the Southern African energy cluster, including Mozambique. So it's not just overseas that we're going. We like to invest in this economy. It's doing well for us. We've seen the record results it produces, and we'll continue to do that. And I think perhaps this is a fact that's not too well appreciated by some of our observers. We tend to sponsor most of our questions around gas liquids and coal to liquids. One should not forget about the platform and the growth opportunities that that foundation provides us. And then the last point to make is that only $10 billion of the 56 has reached the approval stage. So those that might be concerned, we're going to go and flash around a lot of money. That's not accurate. But only a portion of the balance comes to fruition. Those are fantastic growth opportunities that will be provided for us there. And this can be in, this is not just focused on energy, it's focused on growing our chemicals business, it's focused on growing our upstream and oil and gas business as well.